Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem, continue with Shmir Salosh and Shara Tvun, the Perek Zayin, Shin 163, where the Chavetz Chaim turns his attention to a person speaking Lashon Hara, Rechilus, the Averis that he was discussing until now. Now he's talking about Klal Yisrael as opposed to the individual. Until now, previously, he was talking about one person speaking Lashon Hara about someone else, person bearing a grudge, taking revenge about one individual. Now, we focus on a person avoiding the chait and the horrific avera of speaking against Klal Yisrael. And he brings a pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Lamed Pasuk Yud, where he's telling us, even in a situation when a generation are doing averas, one has to be extremely careful not to be malshin, not to speak Lashon Hara about that generation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Based it on the Gemara and Psachim, that Peizayim with Beis, on the Pasuk in Mishlei, Al Talchein Eved Al Adoinov, that a slave should not speak Lashon Hara about his master. Who is the slave? We are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's slaves. The master is Hashem. And even in the generation when they are not doing Hashem's Ratzon, they are doing Averis, Hashem still does not want to hear Lashon Hara about his children. Before we see with the Navi Yeshaya what happened to him with what he said, just think if you are a grandfather, a grandmother, a father, a mother, an aunt, an uncle, and you have little children that might be doing something not the nicest, not the best, or there's a way to melamed zchus on their behavior. There's a way to look at their behavior in a positive way. Because they're related to you, we have this bias that sometimes we look the other way. It's not such a big deal. HaKadosh Baruch was saying, these are my children. How are you talking about my children? With that in mind, the Chavetz Chaim brings the Maisa with Yeshaya HaNavi. Yeshaya the Navi, one of the Nevi'im in Tanakh. I'm sitting right next to a set of Tanakh. Yeshaya Navi is right here, one of the sets, one of the volumes, one of the great tzaddikim. And of course, when the Navi gets in the Vua, and he has to give Teichocha, and he has to give rebuke to Klal Yisrael, he has to do the Ratzon Hashem and say it over. However, he cannot, nobody, as we see here from the Chavetz Chaim, should take the liberty of saying negative things about Klal Yisrael on their own right. Says the Navi, Rei Navi Yishaya HaNavi, Veishiro es Kvayr Hashem, V'amar Oy Li, Ki Nidmeisi Ki Ish Tmeis V'Sayim Anoichi. When he saw Hashem's cover, Hashem's glory, he says, whoa, what's going on over here? He didn't expect this. He says, I'm a Tmeis V'Sayim, I'm a person with a mouth, a tongue that is defiled. Not only that, but he said, and I'm dwelling, I'm living amongst a nation who is Tmeis V'Sayim, who is defiled mouths. He's referring to Klal Yisrael as a nation of defiled mouths. And Avshloi Kivin Bazil Vazis Es Yisrael Ki Gam Al Atzmo Higdim Loimer Ze. And the Navi Yeshaya did not intend to degrade the Jewish nation, Klal Yisrael. And because he himself said about himself, he is a Tmeis V'Sayim. He is a mouth, a tongue that is defiled. He didn't expect to be in the presence of Hashem in such a way like this. He wanted to say how he's not kedai, he's not worthy to see Hashem's Shechina. Not because of his own zchus, his own actions, and not because of the zchus of Klal Yisrael. That's all he wanted to say. That was his intention. Nonetheless, see what it says afterwards, because this was ultimately Yeshaya Navi's downfall. And Chazal tell us, Medrash Rabbah, that Menashe the Melech, when he was chasing after Yeshaya Navi to kill him, Yeshaya Navi said, Shem Hashem, and he hid himself into a cedar tree. to which Menashe was cutting down the trees. As the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Mem Tesamad Beis elaborates, and Yeshaya is hiding in the tree, and until Menashe reaches the mouth of Yeshaya, he was saved. But once Menashe was cutting down, and the tree was the mouth, the spot of the mouth of Yeshaya, that's when he was caught. And that's when his neshama left his body. Why was this? Because even if he didn't intend to say something negative about Klal Yisrael, he said something negative about Klal Yisrael, about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children, about the whole entire Klal Yisrael. Oy li ki nidmesi ki ish temes v'sayim anoichi v'soich am temes v'sayim anoichi yoshev. He was just saying that he's doomed because he's a person of a defiled tongue amongst a nation of defiled mouths. And therefore he's not worthy, and neither is the nation worthy of seeing the Shechina, of the privilege of seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The message the Chafetz Chaim is telling us is that we have to be so careful of speaking negatively about Am Yisrael, about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children. May Hashem continue on this extremely important topic of the zehirus, of how careful a person has to be not to bring the attention of the faults of the negative character traits of Klal Yisrael, as well as the tremendous reward of one who is melamed zchus on the Kodesh Baruch Hu's children.